Street drugs are a volatile mix of potentially lethal substances, with new ingredients entering the scene at a fast pace. In cities like Philadelphia, overdose deaths from fentanyl are down, but other noxious additions are infiltrating the street drug supply. A Pennsylvania organization called PA Groundhogs is working with scientists to analyze these changes and quickly identify new substances. WHYY's Nicole Leonard went out to the Center for Forensic Science Research and Education in Horsham to learn more.
Scientists wearing long white coats are sitting at different tabletop stations inside the lab at the Center for Forensic Science Research and Education. And they're surrounded by a lot of loud, whirring machines.
So these are all of our GCMSs, so gas chromatograph mass spectrometers.
Alex Kratulski is a forensic toxicologist and the lab's director. He points to a large square machine. On top, tiny glass vials containing drugs dissolved in a liquid solution rotate under a syringe, which punches down into the vial tops and extracts a sample for the mass spectrometer.
All of the drug powders, pills, plant materials, liquids, anything that comes through goes through analysis on this instrument.
The lab processes and analyzes thousands of drug samples a year, many of them illicit and addictive substances from local street drug sales. They're often mailed by city and state health departments, hospitals, coroner's offices, and harm reduction groups from all over the country.
They come in a whole bunch of different small baggies, sometimes manila envelopes, sometimes Mylar bags.
A lot of the drug samples come from the lab's partnership with an organization called PA Groundhogs. It launched in 2023 and provides free mail-in drug checking services to people who want to know more about the substances in local supplies. Individuals and groups in 25 Pennsylvania counties, as well as one in Trenton, New Jersey, have participated in the program, which processed over 600 drug samples in its first year. PA Groundhogs founder Christopher Moraff says real-time results can help communities better identify new and potentially deadly substances, like the next fentanyl or xylazine, and explain why some people might show up to an ER with new health issues.
It's helpful for the clinicians to know what they're dealing with, which in a lot of cases they don't.
Historically, street drugs only get tested by crime labs when they're related to an open investigation. But those samples might not get processed for months if there are backlogs. Meanwhile, changes in the street drug supply happen much more quickly. Moraff says their street drug checking program and collaboration in Pennsylvania can help experts direct resources and funding to specific harm reduction strategies that target certain drugs or substances. For example, more street opioids in Philadelphia are being cut with a veterinary sedative called metatomidine.
Over the past, month or so, people have been reporting adverse events, just feeling different, stronger sedation. So, to be able to present that information to harm reduction groups, for instance, to share with their participants, to be able to present it with clinicians, we're doing it in as close to real time as possible.
Moraff says interest in the PA Groundhogs program is growing among health providers, law enforcement, and harm reduction groups that are constantly trying to stay ahead of an ever-changing street drug supply and protect those who are living with addiction. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.